Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, the Mary Griffith Show, is underway. And what did I do with my notes? Michelle, did I leave them way over there? Thank you. Michelle Wright is here. Michelle is finding out that it's not that hard to be a radio personality. You don't have to be organized. You don't have to be on time. It's a really easy gig. She can't have it, though. I've got it. But Michelle Wright is here because we're going to have a special event. Actually, two, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At the Quincy Museum. One for kiddos and one for adults. Don't get those mixed up. One you get carrots, one you get bourbon. So keep that straight in your mind. And we're going to learn a little bit about Michelle, and we're going to learn a little bit about the Quincy Museum, which is at 16th and Main. And Michelle, I'm going to ask you a trivia question before we introduce you to the audience.
Okay.
Do you know, in between being a private home and being a museum, do you know at least one or two of the uses for that building?
I do. So after it became a private home, for about a couple of years, the Red Cross took over the home and they used it. And then from that point up until the 80s, when it became the museum, Quincy University used it as a men's dormitory.
And there's one step missing. In the 70s, the Catholic nuns lived there,
yes,
and that was their residence.
Exactly.
And so I used to go over and have dinner with the nuns. And I remember thinking, tell me more about this vow of poverty. As we sit in one of the biggest mansions in Quincy, I was always fascinated by the vow of poverty when you live in a mansion at 16th
exactly.
and Main. But anyway, so the Quincy Museum is a beautiful home. It was a private home for the Newcomb Stillwell family. Then it went into some public uses, which were very wonderful. It was a dorm when my mother was at
yes.
QU. And it's been many things, but now it's a museum.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about a couple of events that are coming up. Let's start with the bourbon event, okay?
Okay.
These seem to be gaining in popularity. But before we do that, first let's learn about you. You have to introduce yourself to the Mary Griffith Show audience. Tell us your story. I want to hear all about you.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Wright, and I serve on the board of directors at the Quincy Museum. I'm going into my second year there. And I actually recently retired this year from John Wood Community College.
So now you have nothing but free time to devote to being the treasurer of the Quincy Museum. That is
exactly.
that is exciting. Well, the Quincy Museum, you just had your Miracle on Main event.
Yes.
And I was at the park board meeting last night, and they were talking about how it just exceeded all expectations of theirs. The Lorenzo Bull House, which is owned by the Park District, the Quincy Museum, and the Arts Center. For the first time, these three groups went together. The little troika had an event, and it went really well.
It did. We had, the trifecta. We had music at the Quincy Museum. There was ornament making at one of the other locations, and then also they had snacks at another location.
Hot chocolate at the Lorenzo Bull House.
Yes, yeah. And then the horse and carriage rides phenomenal as well.
And the wreaths, didn't they like raffle off some wreaths?
They did. Yeah. They had a lot of wreaths that they had raffled off that were beautiful. So it was a wonderful night we had at the museum. Roughly about 340 yeah. people attend.
That's good. Number they gave at the Park District was about 300, but it's
yes.
good to see 340.
Yes.
Yeah, that is really good for a first yeah. year event, which begs the question, you're probably already planning perhaps to do it next year?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I hope that we can do it again because it was wonderful to partner with both of them, and we all work together well in bringing that event to the community, so we do hope to do it again.
Okay. Well, that is great. We're going to talk about the future goals in just a moment mm-hmm. and the 60th anniversary mm-hmm. of the Quincy Museum, which is coming up in 2025. But first, let's talk about this bourbon event. I love it. It's a bourbon whiskey raffle fundraiser and a holiday party. And you guys love to decorate that museum. So bring as many people
exactly.
in to see that thing as possible.
Exactly. So right now the museum is decorated for Christmas. You can take that opportunity to take pictures in front of our huge Christmas tree that we have in the museum and take family photos. Like Mary said, this Sunday, December 15th, is our annual free holiday party and whiskey raffle. From 1 to 2 is our VIP hour, where our museum members only are there for their party. And then at 2 o'clock, we'll open the doors to the public. And at 3 o'clock, we will have the whiskey raffle. So it's free fun for the whole family. We'll be serving light hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, having free museum tours. So we invite everyone to come and enjoy the mansion. And we also that day are going to have one day only our official 2024 holiday photo experience. So we will have a fun and unique photo station for your Instagram and Facebook accounts that was kindly donated by Lions Pride.
Okay, yes. Just saw Trent last night as well. He's busy with all the holiday parties. The great thing about this raffle is you don't have to be present to win.
That's right.
And, you know, now, this may be rude of me to say, but I'm wondering how many of these bottles were re-donated after they were won at another auction, because I think a lot of people really go to a lot of these auctions, and whiskey bottles are given away, and I can imagine there's some people who want to support a cause and say, you know what? I don't want a Pappy Van Winkle. And everybody's like, we would die to get our hands on a Pappy Van Winkle. So the bottom line is you have a pretty good chance of winning. There's 15 really rare. This is not the kind of stuff you can just go to the liquor store
That's
and pick
right.
up off the shelf. So if you're one of those connoisseurs, or if you have one on your gift-giving list, because they're going to say, how'd you get it? Because my godson called me from Columbia, Missouri last year. He had heard that Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits was going to have this thing. I went there, and they're like, oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, you should have got here 2 seconds after we put it on the shelf, because it's gone. It's crazy how people love this bourbon.
It is, and we are raffling 15 bottles of rare and highly allocated bottles of whiskey and bourbon, and we're going to have not just one, but really two grand prizes, which, as Mary had mentioned, is first is a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle's 10-year bourbon, and then the second grand prize this year is the Master's Keep Voyage Bourbon, and it comes in a collector's box autographed by the master distiller himself, Jimmy Russell. So we've got two great grand prizes, plus 13 other bottles of high-quality bourbon.
So the bottom line is the party is free. Of
yes.
course, you can make a donation to the Quincy Museum, and we're going to tell you that they really need it, and we'll tell you why in just a while. But if you want to take a chance, the tickets are $20 each or 3 for $50. So you throw your $50 in, and depending on how many people buy this bourbon raffle ticket, you have a 1 in X a chance of winning one of these 15 bottles. So you're going to give away all 15 bottles, right, in
yes,
the raffle.
Yes, that's correct. And you do not have to be in attendance to win. But if you do want to watch the raffle, we will have it live on Facebook at 3 o'clock, so you can watch the drawing live that way as well.
Okay. Now, how do we get tickets? Because if you don't have to be present to win, you're obviously selling tickets now as well as that day.
We are. So just contact the Quincy Museum or stop by, and we'll be glad to give you tickets. And we'll be selling tickets on Sunday up until right before 3 o'clock till we have the raffle. So you can even get it up to the last minute.
Okay, so for a $50 investment, you can get one of 15 bottles of booze
exactly.
that you're probably not going to be able to get off the shelf. Because again, County Market and Wine on Broadway, they have access to these, but they're so limited that they kind of are smart, too. They parcel these out to charities that they want to support.
That's right.
And so this is not necessarily something you said, oh, well, if I don't win it in the raffle, I can go down to, you know, Wine on Broadway and get it. Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And I have to give a big shout out and thank you to our sponsors. Like Mary said, County Market Liquors, Wine on Broadway, Lions Pride. If it weren't for these sponsors, our whiskey raffle wouldn't be possible. Because like Mary said, it's not something that we can just go and purchase.
Well, I know that one of my friends is in a service club that did a whiskey raffle, and they actually picked up their bottle overseas.
Wow.
Now, that was the personal commitment of that club member to bring that back because they were, you know. So there are chances for you to get some really rare whiskey. So this is going to be on, it's a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, on Sunday.
It's a Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 o'clock with the VIP arrival. You can walk through the museum and see the decorations at 2 o'clock. It's open to the public. The crowd will have died down, and the new crowd will be coming in. Seeing the museum decorated for Christmas is highly advantageous. And again, if you would like to make a donation, it's free. But if you'd like to make a donation, they would love it. And then at 3 o'clock, be sure you've got your ticket in the bin because they are going to be drawing for the whiskey raffle. We'll talk a little bit more about what they're going to do with the money, but first we'll take a break. Step away at 9:30, at AM 9:30, WTAD. Michelle Wright will be back with me in just a moment. My guest today is Michelle Wright, and she is the treasurer of the Quincy Museum. We've been talking about the bourbon event, and that is going to be great on Sunday. They'll raffle at 3 o'clock. You have a chance to win one of 15. Well, actually, you could win two, because if you put more than one raffle ticket in, you could be called more than once. So buy 15 tickets, you might walk away with the whole bar. Wow, I don't know if you'll be out loud out. I think the other crowd might say something to you. But anyway, you don't have to be present to win. Now, St. Nicholas Day was last week, so what happened? Were you guys sleeping at the wheel, or were you so busy for Miracle on Main you had to push St. Nicholas off a week?
So we did. And so
he was too busy. He couldn't come to Quincy last week. He's got to come this week.
He's going to come this week. So Santa is hopping. So yes, it's Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 7 o'clock in the evening. Children, we're inviting children to come and enjoy Christmas stories. We're going to have a sing-along, special treats, and the evening concludes with a visit from Santa Claus. And he's going to be reading The Night Before Christmas in our grand hall in front of the fireplace. So the entry is $3 per child. It can be paid that night at the front desk when you come. And so we invite the public to bring their children and to make special holiday memories at the museum.
Okay, and of course the tradition is on St. Nicholas Day, you put your shoes out.
Yeah.
And you have a carrot in your shoe that Santa takes for his reindeer, and then he leaves you treats. So that will all be explained to the children and the parents, and they can be all part of that. And again, you don't necessarily have to a reservation. Just come Friday night. What
That's
time?
That's right. At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, $3. So it's really not a fundraiser for the museum. It's just a way for them to show off the beautiful decorations and have a special night for kids that are believers in St. Nicholas. The Quincy Museum is going to celebrate 60 years in 2025. The house, of course, is much older than that, but the museum has been around for 60 years, not always in that location, but we'll get into that, I guess. What are some of the things that you would like to see, Michelle Wright, in the future? Because let's talk about, I always say I want this to be a positive and uplifting conversation, but it would be not fair of me to mention that there's been some staff turnover and there's been some turmoil, a little bit of turmoil, I guess, within the Quincy Museum. You're struggling a little bit for money. It's hard to maintain staff because they get better jobs or they want to retire. It's not like, oh, I can't stand the Quincy Museum. They just move on. This is a problematic. I mean, we're closing a fire station in Hannibal because they don't have enough firefighters. So it's not a knock against the museum. But what are some of the struggles you're experiencing right now?
So I think sometimes, I think it's people may not realize, but even just in our little Adams County, there are roughly 150 nonprofit organizations. And so we're all working hard. And if you are a part of a nonprofit, certainly it's a tough job because we really, all the money that is generated is money that we have to fundraise for and hold events for. And so that can also, while we enjoy doing it, it can be difficult and hard work as well. But we are really fortunate to have two new staff members that are joining us now. Our new executive director, Emily Pursley, she graduated Illinois College with a bachelor's degree in history, concentrated in public history. She serves on Pike County's historical board since 2019, and Emily's main interest is 19th and 20th century U.S. history, specifically in Illinois. And she has a background in museums, archiving, and non-fictional historical writing. So we are very fortunate to have Emily, and she is excited and is bringing a lot of new ideas. So I'm excited about what's coming in 2025, because we have just, as we begin talking about things and brainstorming new ideas, it's just been amazing what she's been able to bring to the table for us. And then we have Director of Development, Ann Forbes. This is a new position that we recently created, and Ann will work in partnership with Emily. Ann's a Quincy native. Her background's in public relations, and then, of course, her primary focus will be to assist the museum in meeting our fiduciary responsibilities. And she'll do that by basically telling the museum's story and hopefully developing new volunteers, members, and donors.
You couldn't have picked a better person. She is delightful. I've worked with her on many occasions in many different hats. She wears them all well, and she's successful in everything she does. So welcome, Emily. Welcome, Anne, to the Quincy Museum. And again, it's going to be a great year of celebration in 2025 with not only our bicentennial of Adams County, but 60 years for the Quincy Museum. So these things are really, really critical, but you have to have money to further a mission. Before we take a break, and I may ask you a question you're not capable of answering, and so just feel free, but I can't begin to imagine, and I think one of the reasons you probably shut down a lot of times in January and February is just keeping the heat up to a reasonable level, keeping it up high enough not to freeze the pipes must cost a fortune. That is a big building.
Your utilities
must be outrageous.
It is. It cost us $12,000 roughly a month just to keep the doors open. So that's just the normal bills that we have. And yes, when you are heating and cooling a three-story mansion, that is a large bill that we have there every month too. So, you know, anything that, you know, the public would like to do to help us support our events or to donate to the museum, we appreciate all of it and need everything that the community provides for us.
It boggles the mind, and it also boggles the mind to think that if that was a private home, who in Quincy would be living there?
Exactly.
Because it ain't Michelle Wright and it ain't Mary Griffin. Okay. And now we know why Quincy University and the nuns don't live there anymore. Like I said, you know, the poor nuns are used to shivering. They probably shivered in their beds a few nights up there. It is 20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. We're going to step aside. Michelle has agreed to stay, and we're so excited because you are a first-time guest on the Mary Griffin Show.
Yes.
She brought a gift. So guess what? Who's not going to be a first and only? She didn't bring me bourbon, though, but she brought me a beautiful poinsettia. She probably knows that I really shouldn't be drinking on the job, so but I can sniff on the job, and I thank her for that. We'll head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. We'll be right back. You stay tuned. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I am meeting for the first time Michelle Wright. I don't think we've ever met before. She's never been on the Mary Griffith Show before. She spent her life at John Wood Community College working there, and now she's retired, and she's taken on the treasurer's job at the Quincy Museum. She's come on board just at the right time because they're going to have their 60th year celebration next year, which means everything they've always probably done is going to be done in a bigger way, and they're probably going to add a whole bunch of new things too, depending on funding. So let's talk about that. You probably got at least a preliminary calendar you can announce. Tell us about what's happening next year.
So like Mary mentioned, it is going to be a big year for the museum in 2025. In addition to our 60th year, it does coincide with the county's bicentennial. So we are partnering with the Adams County Bicentennial Committee to present a mobile museum. So in 2025, hopefully then you you will be able to look forward to the Mobile Museum visiting one and possibly your town in Adams County. Also, the museum has a time capsule that we are going to open as well for our 60th anniversary. I'm excited about that because I have no idea what's even in that, so it'll be a surprise for me too.
Suffice it to say, I don't think you were on this planet 60 years ago.
I was not.
Maybe there'll be a picture of my first tooth I lost when I was 5 or something. Who knows? Maybe my first tooth is in there. Who knows?
And so we also plan to have like enhanced programming for all ages, so not just for kids, but also programs for adults, new exhibits, modernized education programs for kids, and many events for the whole family. So we are trying to plan and do some different types of things. And one of those things that we want to also introduce is that we want to, you know, really become a place where the community is able to make new memories as well.
And to wedding venue.
Yes. So to open
tea
our doors.
Parties.
Yes.
Bridal things. Using the
yes.
lawn and the porch. Why not?
Exactly.
I mean, that building is so beautifully used as a museum, but when the museum is closed, that big building just sits there unused.
Right.
Why not open it? It does take volunteers to do that, though.
Right.
And let's talk about the kind of person that volunteers at the Quincy Museum. Because if you just like architecture, that'll qualify you. If you just like being in a big old mansion house, that'll qualify you.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if you like dinosaurs, you've got those upstairs. That'll qualify you. It's almost as if, if you like to meet people, just being a greeter at the door and getting them started on the tour, it really isn't brain science. You can do some research and really get into it if
right.
you want. It sounds like this new director's got the credentials
exactly.
to put people to work mm-hmm. if they really want to, you know, where did this China pattern come from?
Right.
You know, when did the Stillwells and the Newcombs buy this? Okay, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you just want to be, hi, welcome to the museum.
Yes, so
there's plenty of room for that.
Love to have some new volunteers, and so we're always looking for them. And like Mary said, it really does not take any type of knowledge or education in history. It just takes a willingness to serve and a love of the home of the museum. And when you walk in, you can't help but love the museum. So we are looking for people who can help us out and to give tours and to help us with events. And we always give our volunteers free admission to all of the events. So not only are you helping us out, but then you're earning some free entertainment for yourself as well. And then, we had mentioned a little bit ago, we are opening our doors for your family events. So if, you know, we have a beautiful grand staircase, if you have a wedding, we have a reception room up on our third floor where you're able to have different, you know, if it's a wedding shower or baby shower.
It's not handicap accessible, though.
We do have an elevator, so yes.
Why the heck am I climbing the stairs all the time?
Well, exactly. So you can climb the grand staircase, which a lot of people choose to do.
Yeah.
There you go. But then, because it is beautiful, but yes, we do have an elevator, so it's handicap accessible, so all guests can be welcome.
I guess the last time I was really up on the third floor was for a children's event or a PBS event. And I guess back then I really didn't mind climbing up 3 flights of stairs. Now I'm glad to know you have an elevator. That is great to know. You know, it is a beautiful space, and it is underutilized. And again, it's which came first, the chicken or the egg? You have to have volunteers to make it utilized.
Yes.
You have to have utilization to encourage volunteers. One of the things you mentioned, Michelle Wright, that I think a lot of people don't think about, but there are 150, like you said, different nonprofits just here in the Quincy area. So people like myself, I have an affection for the Quincy Museum. I have affection for that home. Mm-hmm. One of the most beautiful and beloved pictures of my childhood is my sophomore year in high school, standing on that beautiful staircase.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With my choir. And we got our pictures
yes.
taken in the, you know, as the choir. And I remember performing there probably at
yes.
Christmas time. I don't really remember much, you know, what was for. But I do remember getting my picture taken on that beautiful staircase. I've seen even theatrical performances there. I've taken. One of the things I want to encourage people to do is be a tourist in your own hometown.
That's right.
you know, when people come in to visit Quincy and they haven't been here in a while, take them to the John Wood Mansion. Take them to the Quincy Museum. Take them to the Villa Catherine. Take them to these places that you drive by every day.
Definitely.
You know, just to walk in a home of that beauteous magnitude is fantastic. And tell me, for Christmas, do you have the big table spread set out? I mean, do you have the china out for the...
So we have the big dining room table. Yeah. It's completely decorated. We have two large Christmas trees. So it's absolutely beautiful right now to see. And like Mary said, it is a beautiful mansion. We call ourselves the crown jewel of the Gem City. So, and we're very proud of our home and museum.
So if you want to learn about the architecture of it, if you want to learn about the people that live there, if you want to see it as its purpose as it is today, if you want to have it as a meeting hall, again, and the grounds are so gorgeous as well.
They're beautiful.
It really is a gem. What are the biggest challenges? Is it money? I mean, it's always money, but, you know.
I think some of the biggest challenges would, of course, definitely be money and funding and how we raise money to keep the museum open and operating. But we do that through the events that we have. And then also, I'd say the second challenge is, like you said, is finding volunteers to help us. So a lot of times at nonprofits, one of the things that we depend on the most and we treasure and value the most are volunteers. We need them, and we can't pull off our functions and events without them.
I was just thinking of something. I'll just bird it out there. John Wood the Sixth and his sister were in town last week.
Oh, wow.
Because they had a book launch from, you know, Adams County Historical Society. And they've kept in touch with the Wood family, and now John Wood the Sixth, and even John Wood the Seventh, and I think there's an Eighth now, you know, come to Quincy every once in a while because it's kind of cool that,
yes.
You know. Do you know who the descendants are of the Newcomb-Stillwell family? Is there a way to find them and say, because if they had that much money back then, if they got some money now, hey, why don't you have your family reunion in Quincy at your own house?
Exactly. So we do, you know, so it's kind of funny, the person that we do know is out east right now, who is still part affiliated with the family, and coincidentally his name is Newcomb Stillwell. So I thought that was really funny, named after the home. So yes, it's like, I think that's a thing to think about as well, is, you know, to have family reunions or anything like that at the museum, because it's just a place that, you know, celebrates the history of Quincy and the history of your family as well.
Newcomb Stillwell, get your butt back to Quincy. We need you. I will tell you a funny story. Years and years ago, when I was working as an executive for the Girl Scouts, we did a little promotional video inviting all the Girl Scout staff workers across all the Midwest to come to Quincy for a convention, for Girl Scout executive staff convention. And we thought, you know, notoriously not-for-profit people are poorly paid. So we were laughing, saying, how can we really impress our peers, you know, at other councils? So we went to the Newcomb Stillwell home, Quincy Museum. We went to the John Wood Mansion. We went to the Lorenzo Bull House. We appeared on the porches of these places as if we were coming out of our house to get ready to go to work.
Oh, that's great.
And Kyle Cookson was nice enough to give us the hearse, and he drove, you know, he picked us up and everything, you know. So we were like, oh, here's our executive director coming out of, you know, her home.
Exactly.
And it was 16th and Main. And here's Mary Griffith coming out of her home, and it was the John Wood Mansion, you know. So that people would think these were our personal homes, and they don't know. And then we were like, oh, and here's our office building, and it was Quincy Medical Group, you know, a Girl Scout office. We got like three rooms, and then, you know, it was cute and it was funny. And at the end, and, you know, we laughed, you know, and made a joke and said, you know, if you think we really live in those homes, then, you know, we're obviously making more money than most Girl Scout executives.
Exactly.
But it was fun, because what does Quincy have to offer? Architecture.
Yes.
That is the thing. That corner at 16th and Main, which you cannot replicate.
No.
Is one of the most architecturally significant. There's four different styles of homes there.
Yes.
On that one corner.
Yes.
And each of them tells a story that is unique.
That's right. And we have done everything that we can on the main floor of the museum to maintain the original architecture. It's the original woodworking, the original gold plating. It's absolutely beautiful to see and to step back into time and to see what it was like to live in Quincy in 1890 era. So it's you just step back in time when you come through the great big door. So
the great big door.
Yes.
And it is glamorous. And then upstairs they have different exhibits, and they're going to have a mobile museum that's out and about in 2025. But most importantly, if you really want to help them and you want to win a bottle of bourbon, stop by this Sunday anytime between 2 and 3 or buy your ticket in advance for the bourbon raffle. 15 top quality bottles of bourbon will be raffled, including a Pappy Van Winkle 10-year-old bourbon and the Master's Keep bourbon in a collector's box signed by Jimmy Russell, a great distiller. There's 15 great bottles of bourbon whiskey that are up. Tickets are $20 a piece, $3, $4, $50. Go to thequincymuseum.org if you want to buy a ticket. You can buy it in advance. You can buy it in person at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon when the home is open to the public, all decorated for Christmas.
Yes.
Bring your kids there Saturday night for the St. Nicholas. Just lots of things going on. Anything I wasn't smart enough to ask you?
I think we've covered everything, Mary, so we look forward just to seeing everyone this weekend. We just hope that you all come out and join us and make holiday memories with us.
You come back.
I will.
And you don't even have to bring a gift every time. It was greatly appreciated. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. Tomorrow the firefighters are here, so they've got a lot to talk about. So we'll be back with them, and you be with us here on WTAD, the Mary Griffith Show. It's always powered by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee.